to do this in front of God and everybody. I don't care. Hey, everybody. This is Big Miles Title here with your Static Radio broadcast.
Big Miles Title, that's true.
Live from St. Louis.
Live, yeah, from your iPod.
I want to thank the fine people at Shocker Racing for following us on the Facebook and the Twitters. And,
oh, really? I don't know that.
I don't really know them either, but, you know, I mean, I enjoy their pictures. They have some interesting pictures on there.
Oh, okay. So you follow them, maybe.
Yeah. Well, no, they're following me. So if they are listening to this, which I hope, if you want to sponsor the show, hint, hint.
So what
can happen?
Can I ask what kind of interesting pictures they have?
Race cars and such.
Oh, okay.
And such.
I saw this interesting one. This guy builds these mini classic cars by hand, so like he makes a 57 Chevy but small. That's interesting.
No.
That's very interesting. Anyway, it's not like that. It's real racing and so forth. So
are
they stock car racing or what are they?
They're like more of a Chevy group. They are anti-Ford people. So.
Not a problem. Not a problem. I know you're a big Chevy.
Yeah, why
fan,
not? So. Yeah, they're all good. So yeah. Hey, if you're listening, guys, thank guys and ladies or whoever, you know, thank you. I don't know who I was talking to there, but
well, that's fantastic.
That's fantastic. So there you go.
NASCAR or something, huh?
NASCAR. It was NASCAR or something. I don't know.
Cool.
Cool.
Yeah, the you know, between the them and Casey's, I think we'd get ourselves a sponsor.
I don't want to go to the well too much with Casey's.
Yeah, I love the Casey's.
I get a lot of free pizza over there as it is. I really
do. You really?
Oh, they have free sample night, and I'm over there like the biggest whore you ever saw. Like, give me some now.
I'm like, oh my, sheesh. We were in what's that? Your wife say something?
Oh, my wife let me know basically I'm like the norm of
Casey's.
The Casey. Like,
Miles, oh! Miles, how you doing?
Yeah, she just mentioned like my name and they knew exactly what it was. Like,
Do you wanna take home a pie for him? Come on. We'll make
My husband's that guy that comes in for the free pizza, and they knew who it was.
Oh, yeah.
He does I think is a little...
He does the baby elephant dance at the baseball game. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, so...
That's good. Hey, they got you. I got a Casey story for you.
You went to Casey?
You, sir?
You were never.
Yeah, no, there was this new Casey's, and it was like a mother-daughter night, and then me and my son went out and did some stuff, and we're on our way home, and I'm like, hey, this new Casey's opened up. Let's go to the new Casey's, and he's like, what are you talking about? And I said, it's a new Casey's. Let's go check it out, you know?
Miles does it with his kids all the time.
I don't want to get a lottery ticket. And so I went over, and I'm like, hey, this is all... We took a tour of the store. We walked around the store. And had a beer cave. We checked out the beer cave. And
there's the homeless people.
No homeless in this Casey's. No homeless.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They did have a very nice and clean area for, you know, sandwiches and pizza and donuts. Very nice.
Yeah. Because
it's brand new.
Yeah.
And a little seating area and everything. And some guy was there with this really cool, speaking of racing, this guy is a homemade three-wheeler out of a VW and a motorcycle.
Oh, wow.
With a VW engine, right?
Yeah.
But it was homemade. It was sitting out front. I thought that was the coolest looking thing. And he was inside drinking coffee at the little counter there. Everybody was admiring his handiwork there. So And so then I go to get my lottery ticket, and it's funny, you know, how, I don't know if this happens with you, but, you know, like father, like son. And we're standing there waiting to check out, and we'd done our tour of the store, and they had a nice selection of things. And I'm like, well, I want to get a lottery ticket. So we stand there, and we're going up to the counter. We get up to the counter, and I'm going to get a lottery ticket. And I'm looking at this, like, container with something in it, right?
Yeah.
And it's sitting there right by the counter. And before I could say something, my son goes, hey, I think somebody left that there. And I'm like, yeah, it sure looks like somebody left that there.
Okay.
And, of course, the lady, you know, thinking what bizarre people are here at the Casey's tonight. She's like, those are for sale.
Oh.
It was this crazy looking thing. It was like this giant dollop of icing in between two sugar cookies in like a corsage box.
Okay.
It was priced $1.99.
Yeah.
Just like him, I thought somebody paid for it and left it there, and he was going to try to just get it for free.
Right.
Which was my thought.
Nice.
But it turns out, I guess they had more there, but people had taken them. And there was just the one that I'm like, oh, go figure. And so then for all the rest of the way home, he was aggravated that they would just have one thing sitting there by the counter and that it was not already paid for that he couldn't take.
My cheap dad wouldn't spend a $2.98 to get that cheap.
It was $1.99. So
why didn't you buy it for your son?
Oh, he didn't really want it. He just...
It sounds like he did.
He wanted it if it was free.
Oh, okay. Did he want the deal or did he want the item?
Deal. He's a dealer.
Deal.
He's
he's a salesman.
He wants a deal. He wants the deal.
Salesman.
He wanted
I admire
the deal.
Him for that.
I'm telling you, he wanted the deal. That's all he wanted.
You know what? Have him come with me one day. I'll teach him everything I know.
That's probably not a good idea. He doesn't like icing. He doesn't like icing, like big thick icing like that.
Yeah.
You know? It hurts his teeth. Yeah. No, I'm joking. That's a throwback to somebody that you know. The icing hurts my teeth.
Yes.
But anyway, he just thought it was interesting, and he thought somebody left it, and we could get it for free, and we would just eat the sugar cookies.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, there was like, it was a fuckload of icing between two sugar cookies.
That's what it's called, isn't it? A fuckload of icing.
I was like,
can I have the fuckload of icing sugar cookies? Sure, but I didn't know they called it that.
Is that free?
Oh, it's Chinese. The fuckload.
Fuklore. So I'm like, that is just incredible that they would even sell that, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
it was so huge. It was like bigger than like one of those big Dairy Queen ice cream sandwich things.
Wow.
It was huge, and it was all icing. And I'm like, who's going to eat that? Somebody.
So you want diabetes?
Yeah.
I'm right here.
Somebody is going to be drunk, think that's a good idea, and then just puke all over this guy's Volkswagen motorcycle.
Done that.
But I just thought it was hilarious that both he and I were thinking the exact same thing. I'm like, I wonder if we can get that. I wonder if somebody forgot that, and then we can get a hold of it.
Nice.
But neither one of us wanted it. I don't want a giant cookie with icing, giant icing cookie.
I just buy a thing of icing, just eat the fridge.
I know, exactly. That's what it was like.
Yeah.
I didn't want it, though. I'm like, if it's free, I'd take it.
Like, we don't want to throw out these cookies, but yet no one will buy them, so how do we get rid of them? Wait, I got an idea.
Let's put a fuckload of icing on them, and then they'll be...
Fuckload of icing, yeah.
They'll go like hotcakes.
I'd like, let me see here...
So, have I mentioned the hoarding video game store yet? Maybe not. But
no.
Well, we go to this used video game store. That's where we'd been before we went to Casey's. Real quick here. And it's like an episode of Hoarders, because the shelving goes from the floor all the way up into the drop ceiling.
Wow.
And the aisles are not quite as wide as my shoulders.
Yeah.
And so I'm pretty broad in the shoulders. And so it is like going through some, you know, crazy hoarder's house.
Holy cow.
But we like to go there and look for old games. That's what we had just been doing, and I was feeling claustrophobic, so it was nice to get inside the open-air Casey's afterwards. So
yeah.
No free stuff at the game store either, so too bad. I got a free bumper sticker. That was it.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
What'd they give those?
Go on down to Fred's Used Video Emporium and meet Fred, and they'll give you a used video.
Yeah, a used video, yeah.
So, $2 of fun money.
Yeah, if you come down, we'll head over there. But
buy yourself a fuck full of icing.
That's right. You get a free coupon at the Casey's, new Casey's.
I got a coupon for the free fuck full of icing.
So yeah, no, they got Atari 2600 cartridges, first generation Nintendo, Super Nintendo, N64, Xbox, PlayStation 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah,
they got it all, man.
You got Rockstar Rock.
They got it all. They got the attachments. You could buy the damn bongos for the Donkey Kong thing. It's crazy.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
yeah.
I want the original Duck Hunt, please.
We got that. We got it there.
The original.
Yes, please. The original with the gun and everything. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it says Duck Hunt. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Problem is you can't play that on a new TV, so.
Yeah.
So, anyway, what's going on with you?
Oh, man. So, gosh, so much has happened.
Really? I don't believe that.
I was on like this 3-day staycation, which I...
Oh, yes, I read about your lazycation that you had there.
Yes, my lazycation. I guess you want to call it. I didn't really do much.
Or, but as everyone else knows it as, the weekend. But
yes, well, yeah, I did ask you. I don't usually ask for days off, but I did ask for today off. And I just,
oh,
I
you
just
took today off.
I took the day off. No, I wasn't meant to get it off, but I just asked for it. I got it very easily, actually. So it was very
really?
Nice.
They're probably like, maybe he'll take a shower before he comes back.
Yeah, like, that'd please, I hope he's... Ugh, God.
We'll give you this day off if you wash, please.
He smells like cheese. Ugh.
Yeah, he smells... Not only does he smell like cheese, he looks like cheese.
There's so much has happened. I don't know. Let me say, I put my hand through a glass window. That was good.
How did you do that?
I was trying to close. It was a crappy house I live in. You know, it's
it was a beautiful house.
Everything's falling apart. I go to close the window and it's not working. And I try to push on the window on the glass part. And my hand goes right through it.
So much, you know. And so much for that double pane technology.
I know. I'm like Martin Sheen in Apocalypse Now. You know, like, everyone's running. Dad, oh my God, Dad! My wife, oh Miles, Miles, oh my God, Miles.
Yeah, nice. Didn't your son put his hand through the window or something?
Well, in a rage, yes. In a fit of rage. Yes.
So this is the second window you busted in that
house. This is the second. Well, I didn't break the first one. He punched
out. I'm sure he was mad at you, so I'm blaming you.
Oh, I don't know if he's that mad at me.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he has all reason to be mad at me, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, well, genetics.
I don't know. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I was like, it was weird because I was like up and down all weekend. Like, I was excited, I was sad, I was bored, I was all emotions.
That's weird.
You know, I'm home. My wife's excited. She goes, you know, I got a movie for us. I said, well, okay, a family movie. Nice Easter.
What was the family
movie? I don't know, a nice Easter family movie. Maybe it's a Ten Commandments or something. Oh, yeah. You know, like CB, I think he was watching it this weekend. No, The Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you said that was a good Easter movie. So.
Yeah, that was really not a movie for your children. Yes, it's not really.
I would think that you would have enjoyed that movie, considering all the hookers.
I was the one closing the shades on the windows around here. I'm like, you know, I'm going to shut off the lights and close the shades and lock the doors because I don't.
That, and I know you got a major Woody for Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill. You know, I was thinking how much you look like Jonah Hill because he had those fake, like, big teeth. And I go, God, it's Bob Lament.
I don't have big teeth. Come on.
Yeah, it looked just like you. Like,
do I have big teeth? Really?
I thought how much I kind of looked like DiCaprio and how much you looked like Jonah Hill. That was funny.
Yeah, okay. Now I already.
Because I was watching, I'm like,
yeah.
Bob Lament.
Yeah.
Oh. You know, I was just like,
yeah.
It was all. It was an awful movie. Well, I think there were some enjoyable things. It wasn't all bad. Well, it was a little long, yeah.
The hookers, they were good.
Good hookers. Yes, there was plenty of hooks. I mean, there was everything was going on. So we watched, you know, our Easter movie. I put my hand through some glass.
That's cool.
What else here? My son is taking up this trap shooting thing, you know.
Like real trap shooting?
Real trap shooting thing.
Has he got a shotgun?
No, he's had to borrow one. I'm too poor to have one, so I do not.
Okay. Well, who's he? How's
they go out of Legos and they would not. Yes, I was ostracized. Thank you. Yeah, my wife is pointing out what a loser I am. Yeah,
where'd he get his shotgun at?
They have one. They are very nice people. They let him borrow a lot of their equipment. We're not gun people. You know, we're like, you don't really want to see Miles Tyler with a gun walking around. You know, it's probably not a.
No, I have a feeling that it would end up like
someone should be seriously hurt. It'd probably be me.
Bobby Peru in Wild at Heart, I think.
So, you know, like last week, you know, I posted this, you know, my poor wife, you know, took my son there. It's way out in the country, you know, it's way, way the hell out in the country.
Yeah, so you can shoot and not hit anybody.
It's like this real mansion of a house, you know, it's like this big yard they shoot in. And, you know, my wife's there last week and it's kind of hot out. She's got the windows down and like one of the dads like takes a piss like right by her window. You
know? Yeah.
Which she was all freaked out about. And I posted that on Facebook and.
Did she have her phone with her? I'm surprised she didn't get some video for you.
She took a picture after the event and did circle the piss mark on the gravel.
Okay.
And she was right by the porta potty, so that's what we're.
I'm well, like, it might have been occupied.
I'm like, why didn't the guy just take like 10 steps that way and go to the porta potty? She goes, I don't know.
Well, maybe he was doing some signaling.
Maybe he's marking his territory. I don't know.
Look at this. And as soon as I get done peeing, I can get hard.
He's like, oh, Seymour Hoffman in that movie you like where he's young girls.
It's right. Happiness.
So, you know, I get, you know, it's like, Miles, you take little baby Bo Cephas this week. I said, okay, that's all right.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
I show up and, like nobody talks to me. I'm like the space alien that has landed.
The
like,
pariah.
I'm E.T., yeah, like no one wants to even get close to me. I should have showed up wearing, like, a rainbow T-shirt with a unicorn on it. I mean, really, and just, like. Everyone's just like, stay away from this guy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just really felt weird, man.
Well, that's because you look like a pedophile priest.
I don't know. Yeah, I know. I'm just feeling a weird vibe. You know, everyone's wearing like, caterpillar, you know, hats and, Gulf War veteran. And, you know,
yeah.
And here I am wearing, you know, like a Snoopy shirt, you know. Oh, Jesus. This was really a bad choice. I should have wore something else. You know?
I think the fact that you had a like a bowl full of candy, and every time you walked, you played that ice cream truck music.
Yeah,
kind of threw people off.
I mean, towards the end, you know, a couple people did come and introduce themselves, which was nice. But you know, for the most part, it was like, yeah.
Mm. Well, you know, that's my experience most of the time. People leave.
You know, I did though. I put on that crazy look. You get kind of like that weird.
I know you keep look. You keep saying this. I don't.
I have seen you with that. I have seen you make this face, and that's the face I put on. I put on like this really badass looking, confused, angry face, and like.
You told me that, and I'm. I don't know.
Well, I think you do get this face.
I'm sure I do.
Sometimes
just
get a. Your eyebrows kind of go down, and you kind of.
That's because it's usually sunny. They have squinty eyes.
No, you get like a weird look on your face sometimes.
Apparently, I have squinty eyes, big teeth.
Like you're really concentrating. You know, you're like Jonah Hill, you know. I get my cousin.
I probably am concentrating. I always am thinking of something. I don't know. So
that was just, like, you know, it was an interesting movie, you know.
So did you get to shoot yourself or just your kid?
No, it's not for me.
Oh.
You know.
I used to steal those clay pigeons out of the trap shooting place when I was a kid, so.
Along with your stolen Domino's pizza bag?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I stole that.
Thief.
Actually, I didn't steal that. That was left.
Is there anything you stole from me in college? I would just like to know this, right?
No,
now.
I did not steal anything from you in college.
Because I had a real clump, though.
You had nothing worth stealing.
I had nothing worth stealing.
Yes.
Did you return all my editing equipment?
Yes, I did.
I'm not sure now. Now I'm getting weirded out. Now I'm thinking maybe you didn't.
I did. I did return everything. I did not steal from you. I was past my stealing ways by the time I met up with you.
So,
I was always hanging out with a bad crowd, you know.
Yeah, blame it on them.
We stole the golf balls and clay pigeons.
Nice.
Yeah. There is nothing more fun than a box of stolen clay pigeons, let me tell you that.
What did you guys do with them?
We broke them.
Yeah?
Threw them, shot them, you know, hit each other with them. You know, stuff like that.
Did you go back years later and say, here's $100?
No.
I'm sorry, I stole these.
No, I didn't do that.
Mm.
No, I've not been through AA or anything, so.
I was waiting to hear that, I just wanted to know.
I don't have to make amends.
You're Narcotics Anonymous.
Yeah, I've not been in Narcotics Anonymous or AA or anything, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I pay in other ways, I'm sure, but.
Yeah.
Lots of other ways to pay.
Yeah.
But, no, they're fun. I think that's great. Your son is, I want to tell you right now, he's on the right path. He likes drums, right?
Yeah.
Likes guns.
Yeah.
That's a good kid.
He is a good kid.
So. He's on a good path.
He is on a good path. You're right.
Does he like drinking?
Oh, my God, my ear.
Sorry, telephone. Either that will continue to ring, or someone will pick it up. Let's see. Nope, nobody's going to get it now.
This is the most irritating thing.
nobody's answering it. I'm not looking. All right, nobody there. Somebody picked it up or something, so.
All right. Well, maybe I should just let you go, then.
Oh no! I didn't. Is that it? You got more to the story?
No, I don't. No, that's it. No, that's pretty much, you know, watching a dirty movie, putting my hands in a window. You know.
Did you repair the window? Did you replace the window yet, or you repair it?
Not yet. No, I have not.
Oh my God! How many days has it been knocked out now?
I think it was like on Saturday night or something. Like
oh
that.
My gosh!
And I want to thank my wife for getting like the glass splinters out of my fingers.
What is in the window right now?
Oh, no, it's just open right now, so it's...
Is it going to rain?
As long as it really doesn't rain, I think we're going to be okay.
Oh, you just left a hole in your window.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Geez. Yeah. Well, it was just a very scary experience, you know?
What was scary about it?
Because it made a loud noise. It was like, psh, and everyone freaked out, came running in, and... I felt like some drunk dad or something walking around smashing out windows and...
I'm a drunk dad. Everybody get back. I'll take care of it.
I'm going to have a good Easter. Watch this.
I know the first thing you guys all thought was I had an erection. But I did, but I accidentally broke the window in my hand.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I didn't hit myself in the head again.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, that'd be you.
No, I'll get it.
Now, did you cut yourself? Were you a baby this time? Because, you know, you're a baby with a hot glue gun. Was it a baby when you cut the
I did not know. I kind of freaked out because I was, actually, my other hand started bleeding. I go, this is like a, what is that called, stigmata?
He got the stigmata.
I swear that's what I thought it was. I'm like, wow, man. I'm like, Jesus. Like, my two hands are bleeding. And
Did you throw your Crocs off and check your feet real quick?
My Crocs. These feet have never been in Crocs.
Okay.
Be in Crocs. I guarantee.
I'm just checking.
I guarantee that right now.
And I hurt. My side hurts too.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I'm Jesus.
It's Easter Sunday.
I'm Jesus.
It's Easter Saturday.
I don't think there's two pieces of wood that could keep me hanging up, though. That's we're going to need something bigger than this. This guy is way too big.
I see. We tried the telephone poles, and they didn't work.
Oh, Jesus.
We're just going to have to take them down to Rio de Janeiro and hang them on the real Jesus.
Oh, my gosh.
Hang him down on that Jesus down
there. There's a giant cross out in southern Illinois somewhere, isn't there?
They're all over the place down south.
No, but I mean, like, the world's biggest cross is down there somewhere.
Somewhere. I think I've driven past that, yes.
Yeah, like world's biggest one, yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go, yeah, I was like Jesus on Easter, I guess.
Yeah, you were. Except for the playing with yourself, that part.
Well, I tell you what, that movie does get you thinking about a lot of stuff. To be honest with you. Yes.
Well, that's fantastic.
I wanted to run out of my Series 7 stockbroker's license after that was over.
Oh, I'm surprised you don't already have it.
No, I don't have that. I got a 6, but not a 7.
Oh, well, any day now.
Yeah.